Feeling behind on college stuff? You're not too late. Fast Start to College works with families just like yours to build a smart, personalized plan, whether you're starting early or playing catch-up. We'll walk you through every step, from school lists to what to say on a campus tour. It's all doable, and we'll help. Visit www.faststarttocollege.com. Fast Start to College is a proud sponsor of the Real Without Religion podcast.
Hey, quick thing before we jump in. I honestly have no idea if I'm talking to 5 people or 5,000 right now. So if you're listening and liking it, let me know you're out there. Sign up for my mailing list. It's in the show notes, and I promise not to spam you. And listen, do it now. Like, I mean now. Pause this podcast, scroll to the show notes, find the link, and sign up. If you're driving, pull over to the side of the road. Because if you don't, I'm telling the universe to put her hands over her ears every time you try to manifest something. Flat tire, missed flight, a toddler with a tambourine at 6 a.m. I don't want to do this, but I will. All right. You've been lovingly warned. So let's get into it.
You're listening to Real Without Religion with James Kiger, a podcast for spiritual seekers, ex-Christians, and anyone who's done with fear-based faith but still believes in something more. We're not here to argue. We're here to awaken. No guilt, no shame, no dogma. Just real talk, real truth, and real freedom. Now let's get into today's episode.
Hey there, and welcome to Real Without Religion. I'm James. And today's episode's a little different. It's not a deep dive teaching or a breakdown of a Bible story. It's something that I need to say to clear the air. Because this keeps coming up in messages and emails and quiet conversations. And people have asked or assumed that the reason I believe what I do today is because I was hurt. That I must have had some deep wound in the church, that I'm angry, bitter, reacting. So let me just go ahead and say this as clearly as I can. I'm not doing this because I'm hurt. I know that's a common narrative, especially when someone walks away from the church or changes their theology. People need a reason that fits their framework. So they reach for the easiest one, that he must be wounded. But I'm not. And I want to honor the truth of my own story, which includes a lot of beauty and a lot of love. I love my parents. My dad passed away when I was just 11, and he was only 51 years old. Now that's a loss that shaped me, but it didn't send me down some rebellious spiral. And my mom, while our home had its share of dysfunction, was still my mom. She gave me what she could. And the truth is, I don't carry any resentment toward either of them. I'm grateful for the foundation I received, even as I've had to untangle some of it as an adult. And I grew up in the church. I mean, really grew up there. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, Bible quiz, sword drills, church camp, and yes, I knew the 23rd Psalm by heart when I was just 4 years old. Thanks to faithful Sunday school teachers like Mrs. Mason, Mrs. Roush, Mrs. Craver, and many others who poured themselves into little kids week after week. I'm grateful, truly. If I can quote scripture the way I do today, it's because those people showed up for me. I also knew the Pledge of Allegiance, the Pledge to the Bible, and a full rotation of songs we sang every week. I can still hear in my mind, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. And of course, I may never march in the infantry. You know that song. It was all good. It was my world. It gave me belonging. It gave me structure. It gave me stories to live by. And I do honor that. And I was raised in a community where faith was real, where people brought covered dishes to your house when someone died, where prayer requests and potlucks were part of the rhythm of life. I learned love, community, and service from church folk. And I also learned the rules. And here's where I have to be honest. I didn't just drift away quietly. I made choices that broke the rules of the system that I was part of, and choices that had real consequences. I crossed some lines, and I take full responsibility for that. Some of my pastor friends, people I used to walk closely with, cut ties with me, and I don't blame them. I became, in their eyes, disqualified, an outsider. But even that, those events, those losses, that's not the reason I believe as I do now. That's part of my story that shaped me, yes, but it brought humility. But it's not why I started questioning theology. That part came long before that, and it continued long after. My shift didn't come from pain, it came from study. It started when I questioned things like tithing, not just whether I liked it, but where it came from. And then I looked at salvation, whether you could lose it or keep it or never lose it. And then came end time theology, the rapture, the charts, the countdowns, and all of that. And finally, I hit the big one, hell. And I struggled and I wrestled and I dug deep into the text and the history and the theology. And I came to see that what I had been taught was not what the Bible actually says, not in context, not consistently, and not logically. And once those foundational pieces started to crumble, I began re-examining other stories too, like Jonah and the whale, Adam and Eve, Noah and the flood, and I saw them with fresh eyes, and I came to believe that while the Bible is incredibly valuable, it's not inerrant, and it's not dictated word for word by God. It's human, it's sacred, it's inspired, but it's not what I was told it was. And that realization didn't come from anger. It came from honesty. But listen, I still have people in my life who believe every word of that old framework. People I love. People who will go to their eternal reward singing hymns that I no longer sing. Quoting verses that I now read symbolically. You know what? We can still eat together. We can still wave, smile, play golf, laugh about memories. There's love there. But I'm not the same, and that's okay. That's the part I think that some folks struggle with. The idea that we can still love each other, still enjoy each other, and still be different. That just because we're laughing doesn't mean I've come back to their beliefs. And just because I'm peaceful doesn't mean I've changed my mind. So this is where I stand. And I'm not here because someone hurt me. I'm here because I couldn't keep pretending things made sense when they didn't. I couldn't silence the questions just to stay comfortable or make everybody else feel comfortable. I followed the questions, and they led me here. And if you're doing the same, let me say this. You don't have to justify your growth. You don't have to be hurt to change. You can grow just because you're growing. So folks, thanks for listening to this honest one. I needed to say it. Not to defend myself. Well, maybe to defend myself a little, but mostly just to make space. To keep moving forward without dragging that weight behind me. Folks, we're allowed to grow. We're allowed to change our mind. We're allowed to see things differently, to ask questions. To outgrow beliefs that no longer fit. That's not rebellion, that's just life. So if you're doing that too, keep going. You're not alone. And as always, stay grounded, stay curious, and stay real. A menace to you all.
Thanks for joining us on Real Without Religion. If this stirred something deep within you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with someone who's ready to wake up. You don't have to go back to the box. You don't have to have it all figured out. You just have to be willing to be real and trust what's already inside you. Until next time, stay curious, stay grounded, and stay real.